You're listening to Morning Edition on WHYY. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 7:45. This morning we hear from the new president and CEO of the Philadelphia Convention and Visitors Bureau. Julie Coker Graham has worked her way up through the organization over the course of 25 years. She started her career as a corporate management trainee for the Hyatt Hotels Corporation. She's done everything from assisting in the front office to nowadays planning for the comfort and navigation around town for thousands of visitors who will attend the Democratic National Convention in July. I spoke with her at her office at 15th and Market Streets, and I asked her about being the first woman to run the PCVB. She said she's honored, and
it goes without saying that coming from the hotel industry, often females are not necessarily general managers, and that's any brand that you work with. We've certainly made a lot of strides over the past 10 years for more women to be general managers, and we have several in the city that are fantastic, and it's great to see. So I see this as another journey or opening another door for others.
How is your job different in light of the international attention Philadelphia received from Pope Francis's visit last year?
Over the last 10 years, we've moved from the 21st most visited city to the 14th most visited city. So having the spotlight that Pope Francis put on Philadelphia certainly helps our international efforts. In order to move up, we'll have to make sure that we have proper airlift, the attractions, and certainly funding. Proper funding on a state level is important for international tourism.
I was going to ask about that. How has the budget impasse affected your work?
For us, funding in tourism overall has decreased over, let's say, the last 10 or 15 years. And certainly we know the jobs that we create and the taxes that we generate. So we do have a state grant that is part of what needs to be approved. So we are too also waiting for funding.
Do you know the number on that?
$850,000.
Okay, it's fairly significant. And that would be used mostly for?
It's all used for international tourism. We continue to market internationally. We try and stretch our dollars as much as we can. To have stabilized funding that makes us competitive with other cities is really important.
Well, the DNC is coming to Philadelphia in July. What are you doing? What will you be doing?
We've worked very closely with the DNCC as well as the local host committee on logistics. So we're helping with the housing package. We're also working very closely with the convention center, as a lot of the larger caucus meetings will be held there. What we all see in the evening or prime time is being held at Wells Fargo. So we'll make sure that the transportation of getting our, you know, the attendees and the delegates in and around the city will be a part of that. So we want to make sure that the attendee, the residents, and the businesses have a good experience during the DNC. So we have an integral part.
Philadelphia is experiencing a hotel boom. Do you fear Philadelphia as a desirable place to visit could be inflated and we end up with a glut of accommodations?
As long as we continue to be smart about our building and adding of hotel rooms, then I think that we'll be fine. Also, too, now that the convention center is headed in the right direction and we're seeing increased hotel bookings in terms of convention bookings, we're headed on the right pace.
And it seems the top drivers of demand for rooms are increased activity at the Pennsylvania Convention Center, growing medical and tech industries, and then the national and growing international buzz that Philly is the place to be. Am I missing anything?
Those are really the highlights. Absolutely, the changes that have been, the positive changes that have been made at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. We are seeing conventions leave the building and experiencing much more efficiency, greater efficiency in their bills, and then also to a positive customer satisfaction experience. So those things have really propelled the convention industry.
You were alluding to, in recent time, work rules changed at the center for some of the unions doing business with the center. Carpenters and Teamsters are still on the outside looking in. A judge's unfair labor practices ruling is still in the air. How does this unfinished business impact what's going on at the convention center?
Our customer business is very word of mouth. So as long as they see meeting planners coming through the building with large and small shows, and they have great shows, and they continue to have great attendance, and they continue to see efficiency, that's really the story to tell. The Carpenter and Teamster situation will unfold as we all see it. We are producing shows that are working, And our customers are leaving happy and satisfied. And that's really the story that we're telling our customers.
With new leadership, is there a new direction?
There will always be a direction and focus on customers and Philadelphia winning. There are some things that we'll certainly tweak here, there, and I want to make sure that my leadership is congruent with the times that we're in. Things have changed. How people buy, how we sell has changed over the years, and we want to make sure that we continue to be a part of that. But the collaborative spirit and what we contribute to the city will always continue over, as it has over the last 75 years.